I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a half of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And this show is devoted entirely to songs and music from the gypsy and traveller traditions of these islands. I set myself an impossible job when I decided to do this show, because quite honestly, I could have done 6 or 7 shows and still be unearthing stuff. There are hundreds and hundreds of songs by and for and about gypsies, and also hundreds and hundreds of songs that the gypsy communities and the traveller communities have kept alive, many of them child ballads, medieval ballads, which would otherwise have been lost, or certainly the versions that were collected from them would have been lost. So there is a richness and a depth to the tradition which is immeasurable. However, I'm going to kick off with a song which is written about gypsies. It's probably one of the oldest ballads of all time, and I do know gypsies that actually sing this song. It occurs as 7 Yellow Gypsies, as the Raggle Taggle Gypsies, and also, as it does here from the Appalachian Mountain tradition, as Gypsy Davy.
Came over the land, he sang so sweet and gaily. He sang beneath the wildwood tree and charmed the great lord's lady. The lord, he did come home inquiring for his lady. She's gone, said the serving man. She's gone with the gypsy.
Gypsy Davy from Fotheringay's album Nothing More, the collected Fotheringay. And by the way, that is Gypsy Davy, brackets, Joe Boyd mix, close brackets. Gypsies and travellers, children of the wind, as they're sometimes called, have had a rough time of it for the last 100 years, as more and more land in these islands, particularly the common land, was enclosed and shut down to not just the gypsies and travellers, but also to all of us in the general public. Common land is land that was held in common, and it's where many, many gypsies and travellers for hundreds of years have been pitching their bender tents or their caravans. Probably the best radio programme ever made on the gypsy traveller way of life was one of the radio ballads, called The Travelling People. It was made by Ewan McCall, Peggy Seeger and Charles Parker for the BBC, and it was a monumental example of the very best in public service broadcasting. Here I'm going to use a couple of parts of the radio ballad and Ewan McCall then singing the Moving On song. Look out for the reference to the three wise men. I'm going to follow that with a song from two modern gypsies, Mike and Susie Darling, who are actually friends of mine, and they're known in particular around the folk festivals and clubs of the north. They've spent a lifetime travelling, busking and raising a family on the roads. The song they're going to sing is called The Special Way. As Mick once said, if the calamity happened and all the shops in these islands ran out of food, there was no petrol, etc., etc., Mick would know where to find food and make shelter while the rest of us were licking the pavements. So, in a minute you're going to hear The Special Way from Mick and Susie, but first of all, here's the section from The Travelling People called Born in the Middle of the Afternoon.
I was expecting one of my children, you know, one of my babies, and my husband's son for the midwife, and in the time that they've gone after the midwife, the policeman come along. Come on, he says, get a move on, shift on, he says, don't want you on here, on my beat. So my husband says, look, he says, sir, he said, let me stay, he said, my wife is going to have a baby. No, it don't matter about that, he says, you get off. They made my husband move, and my baby was born going along, and my husband stayed in the road, and my baby was born on the crossroads in my caravan. The horse was in harness, and we was travelling along the road, and the policeman was following us behind, drumming us off, and the child was born on the crossroads.
Born in the middle of the afternoon, in a horse-drawn wagon on the old A5. The big 12-wheeler shook me bad. You can't stop here, the policeman said. You'd better get born in someplace else. So move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift. Born in the Tartty, left and dame, in an old bow tent near a Tartty field. The farmer said, the work's all done, it's time that you was moving on. You'd better get born in someplace else, so move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift. Born on a common near a building site, where the ground is rutted by the trailer's wheel. The local people said to me, you'll lower the price of property, so you'd better get born in someplace else. So move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift. Born at the back of a blackthorn hedge, when the white hoarfrost lay all around. No eastern kings came bearing gifts, instead the order came to shift. You'd better get born in someplace else, so move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift. The winter sky was hung with stars, and one shone brighter than the rest. the wise men came, so stern and strict, and brought the order to evict. You'd better get born in some place else, so move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift. Wagon, tent, or trailer born last year, last month, or in far off day. Born here or a thousand miles away, there's always men nearby who say, you'd better get born in some place else. So move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move, shift.
So we pulled in there and were there about a week, and they came back again, hounding us again. Move on, we don't want you here, move on. I said, where are we going to go? He says, we don't give a damn where you go. He says, you got to move on anyway.
It was a wagon and horse, and we were on the road when I was born. We travelled from pillar to post. Well, I meant to say, I've been doing it all my life for 15 years.
I suppose practically the beginning of civilization we've been travellers.
Oh, save your trouble, yeah, didn't it, dear? Oh, save your trouble. He was born in a manger a month's through. His mother carried him on a little donkey's back. If it goes by the way of the world to the Bible, we must keep up that generation to the last of the world. It was the first of it or the last of it.
Night our songs we'd sing. If I could live my life again, you know I'd wanna be the same. Travel on the road my whole life through, for I have no regrets, never had any debts. I've learned a lot that I can tell to you. La 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 la. It was early one spring morn when a filly foal was born. It brought joy to everyone that day. Oh, we were poor, but we were kind. Lived off what we could find. We lived our lives a very special way. If I could live my life again, you know I'd wanna be the same. Travel on the road my whole life through, for I have no regrets. Never had any debts. I've learned a lot that I can tell to you. La 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 la. Now all of this has changed. Our lives are rearranged. None of this is coming back again. To live our lives that way, that very, very special way, is never, ever going to be the same. And if I could live my life again, well, you know I'd want to be the same. Travel on the road my whole life through, for I have no regrets, never had any debts. I've learned a lot that I can tell to you and you and you and you. La 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 la.
Mick and Susie Darling with The Special Way, from their album of the same name. Before that, you heard the Moving On song from Ewan McCall, his album The Definitive Collection, and right at the head, Born in the Middle of the Afternoon, from the radio ballad The Travelling People. Details, as ever, on the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And by the way, if you want to see Mick and Susie live, they're on at Settle Folk Festival in the September of this year. Now, Irish travellers are a quite different ethnic group to Romani, Gypsies and Scottish travellers. They mostly speak English, though some also use their own language, which is called Shelter. They live, as the name suggests, mostly in Ireland, but there are large numbers of them in the United Kingdom and also in the United States. They emigrated there mostly during the famine years, and they live now particularly around the Georgia region. Names you will find in the Irish traveller community: McDonough, Coffey, the Wards, the Dorans, and, of course, the Duns. The Duns were great travelling pipers. It's a tradition within the Dunn family. So in a little while, you're going to hear Mickey Dunn, the travelling piper, playing Strike the Gay Harp, Jim Ward's Downfall, and the Doberman's Wallet on the Ullian pipes. Before that, you'll hear the great Pecca Dunn singing his classic song, Sullivan's John, and right at the head, Mickey Dunn's daughter, Niamh Dunn, who sings with the band Bioga, here singing one of Pecca Dunn's own songs. Pecca Dunn, the great travelling singer and larger-than-life character. Many of you will know about him. But here's Niamh, first of all, singing one of Pecca's own songs, Wexford Town.
My family live in Wexford Town, stopped travelling and settled down. Though my father owned the horse and cart, we lived within the town. The people there misunderstood, they did not know our ways. So with horse and cart back on the road, we begin our travelling days. My father was the fiddler Dunn, and I'm a fiddler too. And although I often felt his fist, he taught me all he knew. I know I'll never be as good, for this I feel no shame. For the other things my father taught, I am proud to bear his name. He taught me pride and how to live, though the road was hard and long, and how a man would never starve with a banjo, fiddle or song, and how to fight for what I own and what I know is right, and how to camp beside a ditch on a stormy winter's night. Well, times were good and times were bad, and people cruel and kind. And what I learned of people then has stayed within my mind. I'll honour friends with all my heart, do for them all I can. And I've learned to go the road again when they scorn the tinker man. And Wexford is a town I like, but the travelling man they scorn. But a man must feel affection for the town where he was born. I know one day that I'll go back when my travelling days are done, and people will begin to wonder what happened to the Peckerton.
Sullivan John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You're gone with the tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Out of Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long, till your belly will soon get slack. You'll be roaming the road with a mighty load and a toodle-box on your back. I met Katie Coffey with her neat babby behind on her back strapped on. She'd an old ash plant held in her hand for to drive her donkey on. Inquiring every farmer's house for along the road she passed. Oh, it's where would she get an old parchment, or it's where would she sew up an ass? There's a hairy ass fair in the County Clare, in a place they call Spansfield Hill, where my brother James got a rap of a hames and poor Paddy they tried to kill. They loaded him up on an old ass in car, while Cape and Big Mary stood by. Oh, that says to the day that I went away for the giant with the tinker's band. You're a Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You're gone with the tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Out of Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long, till your belly will soon get slack. You'll be roaming the road with a mighty load and a toodle-box on your back.
great Mickey Dunn, Irish piper there, from the Travelling Community, with Strike the Gay Harp, Jimmy Ward's Downfall, and the Doberman's Wallet. That comes from an album called Keepers of the Flame, a cracking album of Irish traveller music. Before that, you heard Pecca Dunn from his album The Very Best Of, with his classic Sullivan's John, and right at the head of that section, Niamh Dunn from Bioga's album Before We Change Our Mind, with Pecca's own song, Wexford Town. Now, the English traveller tradition, which is mostly Romany Gypsy based, has produced many, many hundreds of great songs. I'm going to play three of them back to back now, all of which I think were collected by Mike Yates. Someday I must do something on Mike Yates, because not only did he collect songs by the thousands in these islands, he also travelled the Appalachian Mountains too. And in fact, when I was in Appalachia myself, making a film for the BBC, I used to meet people up in the mountains, singers and musicians, and they would always ask me, did I know Mike Yates? But here's three songs from the gypsy community of the UK. First of all, you're going to hear two young girls, Debbie and Penny Davis, singing the great ballad Barbara Allen. That's followed by Jasper Smith singing the comic song Father Had a Knife. And right at the end of this section, what I think is one of the most endearing songs ever. It's not got a beautiful recording quality, but it's a little girl called Sheila Smith singing a version of If I Was a Blackbird called Dear Father, Pray Build Me a Boat. And if that song doesn't make you smile, well, there's something up with you.
In the scarlet town where I was born, there was a famine dwelling, and all the lads cried well a day for love of Barbara Allen. Look over to yonder hill, you'll see some cows are feeding. Oh, they are mine, they are left for thine, they are left for Barbara Allen. Look down to the foot of my bed, you'll see a waistcoat hanging, and in the pocket a watch and chain. It's left for Barbara Allen. Look down to the foot of my bed. You'll see a basin standing, a basin of love from my heart I shed. It's left for Barbara Allen. Oh, mother dear, make me a bed. Make it soft and narrow. For Johnny dies for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. Oh, parson dear, dig me a grave, dig it deep and narrow, and on my bosom place a red rose, for Johnny's a sweet briar. They grew and grew to the top of the church, till they couldn't grow any higher. They turned back down in a true love knot, the rose around the briar.
So it's Father had a knife, Mother had a fork, Sister had a bottle, and Brother had a coke. We had a cut from the knife, a dig from the fork, a drink from the bottle, and she's gone and lost her coke. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We do belong to a boozing family. Now it's Father had a pig, Mother had a cow, Sister had the rabbit, and Brother had the owl. We had some pork from the pig, some milk from the cow, some sport from the rabbit, and a whistle from Johnny's owl. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We do belong to a boozing family. Now it's Brother had a lice, Sister had a flea, Brother had the bottle and uncle had the tea. We had some scratches from the jub, some bites from the flea, some drink from the cup, and he's gone and lost a tea. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We all belong to a boozing family.
Dear Father, dear Father, pray, build me a boat. So all on that ocean, I'll dare go and flow. Every big ship that do pass by, I will inquire for my sailor boy. For what colour clothes did your true lover wear? What colour was his sweet golden hair? He had jacket white, and his trousers was blue, and curly hair and his eyes shining bright. For you know last night, when the wind had blowed on, I've lost five more beside your sailor boy. For she set herself down, and she wrote her a song. She wrote it so long, and she wrote it so neat. And every verse did she shed a tear, and every verse did she put sweet Willie dear. For if I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing. I'd follow that vessel to my true love sailed in. On the top rigging, I'd there build my nest. I'd sleep all night long on that lily white breast. For if I was a scholar and could handle my pen, one private letter to my true love I'd send.
Dear Father, pray build me a boat. Sheila Smith, I think she was about 5 or 6 when she sang that. That comes from the album I'm a Romany Rye, Disc 2. Before that, you heard Father Had a Knife, Jasper Smith, and that's from an album called The Travelling Songster, an anthology from Gypsy Singers. And right at the head of that section, Debbie and Penny Davis from the album Traveller's Joy with the classic ballad Barbara Allen. Now, Sam Lee is a young man who spent years travelling and collecting from the gypsy and traveller communities here and in Ireland and Scotland. He's one of the most fascinating young artists on the folk scene at the present moment. This is a song he collected from the gypsy community called The Ballad of George Collins. It is, as many of you will know, a version of a child ballad. Sam Lee here has collected it and has used it as a jumping-off point for something which I think is not just interesting, but incredibly exciting too. Here's Sam Lee with The Ballad of George Collins.
George Collins walked out one May morning, when May was all in blue. And who should he see but a fair, pretty maid, washing her white marble stone. She whooped, she hollered, she called so loud. She waved her lily white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He put his bandbow down by the bankside, across the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, and he kissed her red ruby lips. Then he rode home to his father's own house, loudly knocked at the ring. Arise, arise, your father, he cried. Rise and please let me in. Oh, arise. rise, arise, dear mother, he cried, rise and make up my bed. Arise, arise, dear sister, he cried, get a napkin to tie round my head, for if I should die tonight, as I suppose I shall, please bury me neath that white marble stone that lies neath Fair Ellen's hall. The finest corpse that ever her eyes shone on. Oh, Fair Ellen called unto her head maid, whose corpse is dear soul so fine. She made her reply, George Collins is corpse, an old true lover of mine. Voice and open his coffin so wide that I may kiss his red ruby lips 10,000 times they'd kiss mine. This news being carried to Fair London town, wrote on London gate, 6 free maids died all in one night. 'Twas all George Collins's sake.
Sam Lee there with the ballad of George Collins from his album Ground of Its Own. Now, Bell Stewart was born to a traveller family on the banks of the River Tay near Blairgowrie. Her father died when she was only 9 months old, and her mother, terrified that social workers would take the children from her, went over to Perthshire and settled there in a house. Bell and her family would, of course, go to the berry picking in Blairgowrie with many other Scottish travellers, and the family also went over to Northern Ireland, and I found this particularly fascinating when I read about them. There they would go pearl fishing. There were, would you believe, commercial oyster beds in Ulster where they grew pearls. In the evenings in Ulster, just as they did back home in Blairgowrie, the family would gather at Cayley's to sing and exchange songs. I'm going to follow Bell Stewart singing The Queen Among the Heather with a track from Martin Taylor, the great jazz guitarist who particularly, as many of you will know, plays gypsy jazz. He was born into a gypsy family in Harlow, Essex. His father was a musician called Buck Taylor, and Martin grew up steeped in the family gypsy and music tradition. At the age of 8, he was playing regularly in his dad's band, and at 15, he left school entirely to become a professional muso. Fascinated in particular by Django Reinhardt, another famous gypsy musician from France, and in particular, he was fascinated by his work with Stefan Grappelli in the Quintet du Hot Club de France. So, two pieces of music now. The first from Bell Stewart, Queen Among the Heather, and that's followed by Martin Taylor on guitar, playing a medley of gypsy tunes.
New as I roll the dough to one summer's morn, among lofty hills, moorland and mountain, it was there I spied a lovely maid, whilst I with others was out a-hunting. No shoes nor stockings did she wear, neither had she hat nor had she feather, but her golden locks aye in ringlets rare in the gentle breeze played around her shoulders. said a braw lassie, why roam your lane? Why roam your lane among the heather? Oh, she says, my feather is a woof of him, and I'm herding all his yows together. Now I said, braw lassie, if you'll be mine, and a care to lie on a bed of feathers, in silks and satin its sea will shine, and you'll be my queen among the heather. But she said, kind sir, your offer is good, but I'm afraid it was meant for a lavatar, for I know you are some rich squire's son, and I'm a poor lame shepherd's daughter. But had ye been a shepherd loon, a herdin yows in yonder valley, or had ye been a plumin son, we all my herit I would elude ye. Now I hae been to balls, and I hae been to halls. I have been in London and Balquhidder, but the bonniest lassie that ever I did see, she was herd in a yows among the heather. So we baith sat doon upon the plain. We sat a while and we talked together, and we left the yows for to stray their lane, till I wooed my queen among the heather.
Martin Taylor there from the album Gypsy with a track which he simply calls Gypsy Medley. And before that you heard Bell Stewart from the album 3 Score and 10, A Voice to the People with Queen Amongst the Heather. Again, if you want details on any of the stuff you hear on the show, just go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and it's all there in the track listing. Now, Martin Taylor had a terrible tragedy in his life when his young son died at the age of 21. He was hit very hard, as you can imagine, by the death of his son, and he wrote a poem, which he kept for a couple of years until he was working with Martin Simpson. And he showed it to Martin Simpson, the great English guitarist, and Martin began working on both the words and the music, and together the two of them have made what I think is one of the most beautiful and most heart-rending songs ever. It's called One Day, and I'll leave you to just listen to it. The only thing I will say is that there is a tradition in the gypsy community that when a gypsy child dies, two acorns are buried alongside the child in the grave. And from those two acorns, twin oaks will grow. So wherever you see twin oaks, or you hear the place name Twin Oaks, that will be where, according to legend, a gypsy child is buried.
Mm-hmm. My heart it is broken, for I loved you so dearly. You're my Romany Chavo, my dear gypsy boy. But the life that we shared, it was gone in a moment, and with it all pleasure, oh, and with it all joy. You rode a horse like a king, and you sang like an angel, but it brought you no peace by night or by day. For when sunlight burns cruel and moonlight shines baleful, well, there's nowhere to go and no reason to stay. You rode a horse like a king, and I watched you so proudly, with my heart in my mouth, afraid you might fall. And when the fall came, there was no one could catch you, there was no one could help you, no one. They grow strong from such sadness, grown from the grave of a lost gypsy child. And the leaves and the long grass, they whisper your name, my Romany Chavo, so dear and so wild. One day I'll hear hoofbeats and not grieve for the rider, and the song that you sang will bring peace and not pain. And the fields where you rode on your own cushy dry will bloom with the promise of laughter again. One day I'll hear hoofbeats and not grieve for the rider, and the song that you sang will bring peace and not pain. And the fields where you rode on your own cushy gry will bloom with the promise of laughter.
One Day, a song about the death of Martin Taylor's son, and that's from Martin Simpson's album True Stories. A couple more songs now from the Irish traveller tradition. First of all, you're going to hear Rich Johnny Connors from the album From Puck to Appleby. Puck Fair, of course, in Killoglan, County Kerry, is a huge traveller fair. Loads of people come from all over to buy and sell horses there and listen to music and drink and have a good time. And Appleby in Cumbria is another such fair, which has been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So you're going to hear Rich Johnny Connors singing The Rambling Candyman, and that's going to be followed by another traveller song from Thomas McCarthy's cracking album, Round Top Wagon. And it's the story of how, throughout history, the tinkers or travellers have been there, doing their very best. The song is called Gum Shellac. But first of all, here's a true song from Rich Johnny Connors telling about how an old man tried to swindle him with a bag of bricks when Johnny was working as a rag and bone man.
Buzz, the day that I left Ireland, sure things were very slack. I rambled over to Glasgow and I'm wishing to get back. I was gathered in old pot metal and more times bones and rags. Sure, all the little different things I'd put into different bags. To see all the little kiddies with a bone stuck in their hand and inquiring for Johnny Connors, he is a rambling candy man. An old man come to me one day, thought I was rather green. Down in the corner of Esack, there were bricks you could plainly see. Sure, I says, old man, take up your sack. Sure, I'm not in the game. You can't handle bricks or mortar to any rambling candy man.
We are the travelling people like the Picts or Baker folk. Them in white as they were parasites, but thinker is the word.
With our gums, you like a little low. Move us on your bios.
All the jobs in the world we have surely done, from making Pharaoh's coffins now to building Birmingham.
With our gums, you like a little low.
Wallop it out, me heroes.
We have mended pots and kettles and buckets for lark on wall, but before we leave his house, me lads, we'll mend his women and all.
With our gums, they like a little low, wallop it out, me heroes.
Well, I have a little woman and a mother, she's to be. She takes a basket on her arm to go mooching the hills for me.
With our gums, they like a little low, wallop it out, me heroes.
The idle diddle dum, the idle diddle daw, the idle diddle diddle dum, the idle diddle daw, the idle diddle dum, skiddle diddle daw. We fought against the Romans, the Spanish and the Danes. We fought the dirty black and tans, brought Cromwell to his knees.
With our gums, shall like a lashalo, all of it out, me heroes.
20 years we're married, 19 children we have got. To Asher, one is hardly walking when another one's in the cot.
With our gums, you like a little low, get out and get your bio.
We met cannon guns in Hungary, bronze spears in years BC. We have fought and died for Ireland to make sure that she was free.
With our gums, you like a little low, all of it out, me heroes.
We can sing a song or dance a reel wherever we may roam.
We learnt Nero how to play the pipes way back in the days of Rome.
With our gums, you like a little low.
Whack it out if you can.
Me bios.
Gum Shellac from Thomas McCarthy's album Round Top Wagon, and before that you heard Rich Johnny Connors from the album From Puck to Appleby with The Rambling Candyman. Now, John Riley was a settled Irish traveller who lived in County Roscommon, and he was a massive, massive influence on so many folk and traditional singers. Christy Moore, in particular, learned the following songs from him: The Raggle Taggle Gypsy, Tipping It Up to Nancy, Lord Baker, What Put the Blood, and this song I'm going to play you now, which is in the traveller tradition, and yet is one that dumbfounded scholars when they heard it. Lord knows how old it is. It tells the story of Jesus Christ meeting the woman at the well. And in this case, when she refuses him a drink of water, he's able to tell her more than she thinks the world should know. This is Planxty, lead vocals, of course, Christy Moore, with The Well Below the Valley.
Thank you.
gentleman was passing by. He asked for a drink as he got right at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. Me cup is full up to the brim. If I were to stoop, I might fall in at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If your true love was passing by, you'd fill him a drink as he got dry at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. She swore be grass, she swore be corn, that her true love had never been born at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. He said, young maid, you're swearing wrong, for six fine children you had born at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of noble fame, you'll tell to me the father of them at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. There's two of them by your uncle Dan at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. And number two be your brother John at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. And under to be your father dear at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of noble steam, you'll tell to me what did happen to them at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. There's two buried neath the stable door at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. And under two near the kitchen door at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. Another two buried beneath the well at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of noble fame, you'll tell to me what will happen, me sell at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. You'll be 7 years a ringing a bell at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. You'll be 7 more a porting in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. I'll be 7 years a ringing a bell, but the Lord above may save my soul from porting in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh.
vocals there of Christy Moore. Planxty with The Well Below the Valley from the album of the same name. A song, as I said, learnt from the Irish traveller John Riley, who gave many, many songs to the folk song tradition of that island. Now, not far from where I'm sitting at the moment, in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, is the town of Kirby Stephen. Many, many gypsies and travellers go through Kirby Stephen on their way to Appleby Fair in the summer of each year. I love it when I'm driving down end of May, beginning of June, and you see the little bits of common land that we've still got left at the side of the road, with the gypsy-painted wagons parked on them, horses grazing on the grass, and the families sitting round a wood fire, cooking up their dinners. Most of them now are settled, but they bring their vans out at least once a year to make their way to Appleby. Well, this song was collected in Cumbria. Nobody knows who wrote it. It's called Lish Yong Byabroom. A byabroom is a local dialect word for a gypsy, because of the girls going from door to door selling brooms that the mums and dads had made from hazel that they'd found in the hedgerows. Well, from the words of this song, it does seem that the women's movement and strong women and feminists are not a modern invention. I do love the attitude that this Lish Yong Byabroom has got towards an equal partnership. This is Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor.
As I was a-travelling in the North Country, down by Kirby Stephen I happened for to be. As I was a-walking up and down the street, a pretty little byabroom I chanced for to meet. And she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray. She kindly then invited me to go along the way. Yes was the answer to her that I did say. There was me with me music walking down the street, and her with a tambourine was beating hand and feet. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray. Straightway for Kendal we steered her and I. Over yon white mountain the weather it was dry. We each had a bottle filled up to the top, and whenever we were feeling dry we took a little drop. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray. The night coming on, good lodgings we did find, eatables of all sorts and plenty of good wine. Good bed and blankets just for we two, and I rolled her in me arms, me boys, and wouldn't you do too. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray. Well, early the next morning we arose to go our way. I called to the landlord to see what was to pay. 14 and 6 pence just for you two, and a fiver on the table, oh me darling, then she threw. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray. Now the reason that we parted I know will let you hear. She started off for Germany right early the next year, and me not being willing to cross the raging sea is a health to me by a broom wherever she may be. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Yong Byabroom that led me astray.
Good stuff, Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor, from the album Folk Songs of Old England, Volume 1 and 2, with Lish Yong Byabroom. Now, Lemmy Brazil was a great gypsy woman, great singer, great storyteller, and a great melodeon player. I think she was still playing at the age of 89. She's sadly, of course, no longer with us. She was one of 13 children, part of the great Brazil family, the Gypsy clan that travelled all over these islands, spent a lot of time in the Republic of Ireland before coming back to travel the south of England in the main. Well, as I said, Lemmy Brazil was a fine melodeon player, and lots of young English players have learned her tunes and have carried them on. Here's John Spires, one of England's finest melodeon players ever, with Lemmy Brazil's Hornpipe. Lemmy Brazil's Hornpipe, played wonderfully there by John Spires, and that comes from a compilation album called Folk Music of the British Isles. Now, Ambrose Cooper is a gypsy singer-songwriter who writes a lot of his own songs and sings about modern-day gypsy experience. He's highly influenced by country music, not wrong with that. It is folk music at its roots, after all. But what is really strange is that he very rarely lays claim to his songs, and very often other people are credited with having written songs by Ambrose Cooper. Well, it's become fairly obvious in the course of this programme that the gypsies and travellers of these islands and elsewhere are having a rough time of it, because the common land's been enclosed, they're being moved on, they're being asked to settle, very often on sites by sewage farms or rubbish dumps, or in one case, an actual toxic chemical dump. All they really wanted to do was carry on living their lifestyle in the way that they'd lived it for many hundreds and hundreds of years. So, things are changing and change is being forced upon them. And that's reflected in this song by Ambrose Cooper, sung by his first cousin, Darby Smith, Will There Be Any Travellers in Heaven?
Tonight as I stay by the roadside, just watching those travelers go by, thinking what will become of those travelers whenever their time comes to die. There's a master up yonder in heaven, got a place that we might call a home. But will we have to work for a living, or shall we continue to roam? Will there be any travelers in heaven, any places at which we might stay? Will there be any gathers or council to move our old trailers away? With the gorgeous join with those travelers, will we always have money to spare? Will they have respect for those gypsies in a land that lies hidden out there? Travelers in heaven, any pubs where we might get some beer? Will there be the same old landlords who say, sorry, no gypsy served here? Will the travelers have to keep roaming? Will we have to keep roaming? I'm so tired of roaming this country, I'd rather be under the ground.
Will there be any travellers in heaven? Darby Smith from the album Travellers on the Topic label. As many of you know, you can find links to all the musicians on this show by going to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and click on the links there in the track listing and it'll take you straight through. Just time for one more piece of music. It's called Champagne for Gypsies, Goran Bregovic and Selena O'Leary from the album of the same name, Champagne for Gypsies. Goran Bregovic is a Yugoslavian Bosnian musician and one of the most renowned modern musicians and composers to come from the Balkans. Selena O'Leary is a young Irish traveller girl with a great voice, and the two of them have come together and produced what I think is a beautiful and joyous piece of music. What you've got is the combination of a Hungarian gypsy brass band together with the beautiful soaring voice of an Irish traveller girl. Thanks ever so much for listening. Look after yourselves and be kind to each other. Ta-ra!
Look, look the way he's dancing.